Surah Nuh. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. We sent Nuh to his people, saying, "Give warning to your people before there comes to them a painful punishment." He said, "O my people, I am sent toward you as a plain warner. Worship Allah, fear him, and obey me. If you will do so, he will forgive you your sins and give you respite for an appointed term. The fact is that when the term given by Allah arrives, it cannot be deferred, if you could understand." After exhausting all his efforts, Nuh said, "O Rabb, I have pleaded with my people night and day, but my plea has only added to their aversion. Each time I called on them to seek your pardon, they thrust their fingers in their ears and drew their cloaks over their heads, persisting in sin and puffing themselves up with insolent pride. I have called them aloud, appealed them openly in public and secretly in private, saying, 'Seek forgiveness of your Rabb. He is ever ready to forgive you. He will send abundant rain for you from heaven, help you with wealth and sons, and provide you with gardens and the flowing rivers. What is the matter with you that you do not regard the greatness of Allah when he has created you in gradual stages? Can you not see how Allah created the seven heavens, one above the other, placing in them the moon as a light and the sun as a glorious lamp? Allah has caused you to grow as a growth from the earth. He will return you to the same earth and then raise you back to life again on the day of resurrection. Allah has made the earth for you as a wide expanse, so that you may walk in its spacious paths." Finally, Nuh submitted. "O Rabb, my people have disobeyed me and followed those chiefs whose wealth and children have added to them nothing but loss. They have devised an outrageous plot and said to each other, 'Do not leave your gods, especially Wad, Suah, Yaguth, Yahuk, and Nas.' They have already misled many, so, O Rabb, do not increase the wrongdoers in anything but deviation. Because of their wrongdoings, they were drowned in the great flood and made to enter the fire. They found no one besides Allah to help them, as Nuh had prayed, 'O Rabb, do not leave a single unbeliever on the surface of the earth, for if you spare any of them, they will mislead your servants and beget none but wicked unbelievers. O Rabb, forgive me, my parents, and every true believer who seeks refuge in my house, and all believing men and believing women. As to the wrongdoers, grant them increase in nothing but destruction.'"